the butcher knife by an illegal alien. Amiel Azamita, during a confrontation after Azamita has insulted a 15-year-old girl, all of whom lived in a residence motel near Las Vegas. Even though the killer was a previously deported illegal alien, District Judge Joseph Bonaventure sentenced Azamita to only 19 to 48 months, even though the killer pleaded guilty to voluntary manslaughter. Azamita also had a prior arrest record for assault and domestic violence in Colorado and had been deported a month before the killing. Officer Michael Gordon lost his life to a drunk driving illegal alien. The Chicago policeman was in the driver's seat of his squad car when it was struck by Luis Calia, a Guatemalan whose blood alcohol level was 0.177, twice the legal limit. Luis Calia died a few hours after striking the police car, and Michael Gordon is survived by his wife and four children. Before entering the police department, Gordon joined the 81st Airborne right after high school, serving in Bosnia and Korea. As a policeman, he asked to be assigned to a tough part of Chicago because he wanted to do more than just write tickets. Oceanside officer Tony Zepetella was a rookie cop who had been in the department just over a year when he was shot three times and killed in a credit union parking lot by Adrian George Camacho, a Mexican illegal alien with a long criminal record. Officer Zepetella was married with a six-month-old child. He was born in Whittier and enlisted in the Navy after he had graduated from high school in 1994. Tony Zepetella was 27 years old when he was killed. The accused killer had been deported several times, and his criminal record lists drugs, illegal firearm possession, and gang activity. Victor Hen was a victim of terrorism in America. She was shot and killed as she sat at her desk by Hesham Mohammed Hadiyet on July 4, 2002, at the El Al ticket counter in Los Angeles International Airport. She was born in Israel and immigrated with her family to the U.S. in 1990. Particularly sad is the fact that her family had planned a surprise party for her the next day where her boyfriend intended to propose. The LAX shooter was born in Egypt and lived here for a time as an illegal alien and was even considered for deportation until he got lucky when his wife won the diversity lottery. Sister Helen Chaska was murdered in late summer 2002 by being strangled with her rosary beads. The beads were found embedded in her neck. She was also raped, as was another nun who accompanied Sister Helen during walking prayers. Both women were in Klamath Falls, Oregon, doing missionary work when the crimes occurred. Her accused murderer is Maximiliano Asperez, who is in the United States illegally and was convicted in 1988 of robbery and kidnapping in Los Angeles. He was sentenced to 6 years in prison, was released in 1992, and was on probation until 1995. By law, this man should have been deported to Mexico after his release in 1992. Instead, the INS allowed him to remain in the United States and then and only then to commit even more heinous crimes. 18-year-old Trisha Taylor of Detroit was in court in December 2002 to hear the plea of the illegal alien who caused her to lose both legs above the knees. Jose Carcamo was driving under the influence, 0.08% blood alcohol level, and speeding when he drove over a curb and smashed Taylor into a wall. One report stated that Carcamo has had 17 violations since 1995. Another noted that he was drag racing at the time of the crash. It is agreed that the car was traveling between 50 and 75 miles per hour on a street posted for 25 miles per hour. The INS has twice begun deportation proceedings against Carcamo to return to El Salvador, but regrettably did not follow through. Carcamo will be out of jail in a few years, but Trisha Taylor faces a lifetime of pain and disability because of another failure of the INS to remove a dangerous alien. The lives of many law enforcement officers have been lost at the criminal hands of violent illegal aliens. One such was David March, a Los Angeles County sheriff, who was killed when he pulled
Roger
over a car
Sherman,
for a routine.
Signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, "Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history, and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they say that they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. America would be spared a thousand evils if its people would lay the axe to the root of the tree. When we fail to do this, we give permission to the branches, the heirs, which only begin to thrust out the truth which it works against. This is the responsibility of the Protestants, and it is the modern-day Protestant that believes what is not taught in the Bible. They practice ordinances that are not based off of scriptural authority. Away with the commandments of men, and down with the traditions that make void the laws of God." Charles Spurgeon.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. If you'd like to call in, please do. It's up on the screen if you can see that. It's 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. Again, friends, it's one of those days. It's a happy Monday, and I'm here to tell everybody what's going on in their country. Interestingly enough, I was sitting with a friend this morning in Minneapolis area, and I met him halfway, and he brought a friend with him, and I was talking about what was going on in the country concerning all of these protests coming from those that are treasonously here. And this young lady had no idea what I was talking about, had not a clue. Folks, you do see what's going on in your country, right? These illegals, as they're allegedly going to be now deported, interestingly enough, they're standing up in mass. Here, I'll go ahead and show you. This is L.A. alone. It says on their flags, they have the Mexican flag. And then they're waving signs while they're protesting, folks. They're standing in the middle of the highway, stopping all traffic flow in Los Angeles area. They're holding up signs stating that we are not criminals. Okay? This is just one city. Over the weekend, I highlighted the fact that all eyes on the guilty, all eyes on the illegals, right? You know, isn't it interesting that nobody thinks these things through? I just had a friend on social media platforms just highlight the fact, you know what, they need to be held accountable, the said representatives. Yes, 20 years later, folks, that has been the nail that I've been pounding on. I'm not saying that to backhand anybody, but I am telling you, friends, this is what I've been talking about since day one. The said representatives in the United States, starting from the top to the bottom, starting from federal government to state government, every single one of them, including the said president, treasonous Joe Biden, the said administration, the from the top of the Supreme Court, Sotomayor, to these bureaucracies that have been protecting these illegals as they fortify themselves against you. And I'm talking about American bureaucracies that are unconstitutional, along with the agencies that have been created to, listen carefully, to be weaponized, to use against the American people. The American people, not the illegals. Every single one of them needs to be held accountable for the act of treason. And we're going to go through that today. Here's another one. I don't know that you've seen this, because I know that there's many people that don't want to see this. But I do want to let you know what's going on. Again, friends, what we have here, this is also California. We have a bunch of illegals that are here. And what they're doing, friends, is they're burning the American flag. Now, I want to say this just so everybody can all understand as a whole. They're burning the American flag, the illegals that are here. You do need to understand, first and foremost, that this would have never happened if you go back to Donald Trump's promise of draining the swamp. This would have never happened, okay? It would have never happened, because if he was to drain the swamp, the people that are responsible for what we're seeing on the streets in America today concerning the illegals burning your flag, it would have never happened. They would have all been brought to justice. As I said before, Donald's the one that said he could do whatever he wants to do with the Justice Department. The question is, did he do it? Everybody can give me the answer in unison. Come on, you can say it, Americans. Come on, you can say it, Trump worshipers. No, he didn't keep his promise. As a matter of fact, once he got into office, instantaneously, even during his victory speech, he turned on the American people that he promised that he would drain the swamp. Everybody's being distracted about, you know, concerning what the illegals are doing. And again, rightfully so. But how come nobody's paying attention to the fact that your said representatives in the halls of government are the ones that are responsible for committing the act of treason in the first place? Let's go back to California. This is what they're doing to your flag, friends. That's your flag. How'd they get here, Americans? Come on. We can all grow up. We can all come to the knowledge of the truth now. How did they all get here? They all got here because your said representatives are the ones that illegally and treasonously allured them and enticed them into your country. Do you remember? They were the ones that were allured and enticed by your said representatives by giving them $5,000 to $10,000 credit cards to come into the country. Do you remember that they were given free cell phones? Do you remember, and I'll show you this in just a couple minutes, do you remember that your said government also set up apps to go ahead and direct the illegals when they came into the country? You all remember this, right? You also remember that even through the said good guys like DeSantis and Abbott, do you remember when they came into the country treasonously? Do you remember how they were all bussed in to what they call blue cities, which don't constitutionally exist? Did they deport them? Absolutely not. They did not deport them, friends. This is about overthrowing the American people. And I just want to say this. Well, they're putting on a little show for you right now for you to suggest in any sense of the word that they're going to take all of these illegals and remove them back to their own countries. Hey, folks, I'm here to tell you, you're sadly mistaken. They might put on a little show. They might deport some of these guys. But you better remember that every administration simultaneously and subsequently has been doing the same thing by pushing the same agenda. Why is that? Well, I'm here to tell you, because man is not in control. The bad guy is not in control. The Lord is in control. And until the American people understand that you're under the judgments of God, you are going to be judged on this earth as a nation. Because it doesn't take place only, friends, with individuals. It also takes place on a national basis. And this is what you're seeing right now. You know, it's also interesting to note that when you look at the police, do understand that your border patrol agents, do understand that ICE, many of these are unconstitutional agencies, your police, their lives are being endangered. Your family members that are in law enforcement, friends, I have tons of friends that are in law enforcement that are in the military, their lives are being endangered. Well, those that are creating domestic insurrection are at work trying to assail you once again. Now, ask yourself the question, is it legal what they're doing? Absolutely not. We'll be right back after this break.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Did you know that George Barna's research group recently found that after surveying pastors from across the country, that less than 10% of them preach out against the issues that they know that they should address? And when we look at the said representatives in the halls of government, well, need I say any more? Are we as a nation ready to take responsibility for righting the wrongs? Join us Friday, March 21st at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl. Hope to see you there.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Peter Marshall, chaplain of the United States Senate from 1902 to 1949, he said, "The choice before us is plain, Christ or chaos, conviction or compromise, discipline or disintegration. I am rather tired of hearing about our rights and privileges as American citizens. The time has come, it now is, when we ought to hear about the duties and responsibilities of our citizenship. America's future depends upon her accepting and demonstrating God's government." Abraham Lincoln was right when he said, "In regards to this great book, the Bible, I have but to say it is the best gift God has given to man. All the Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book. But for it, we could not know right from wrong. All things most desirable for man's welfare, here and hereafter, are found portrayed in it." Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. You want to know who we are, what it is that we've been doing, right? Doing, showing you our faith with our works. Faith that worketh with love and by love. Yeah. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. All eyes on the guilty right now, folks. I'm just reiterating some of the information that we gave you a download on concerning the Saturday show. All eyes on the illegals right now. All eyes on the crimes of the illegals. Here, let me show you what else your said representatives allured into this country. This is in, of all places, Waterloo, Iowa. You ready for this one? Hey, folks, remember before I show you this, your state governors, okay? Those that have been planted there, they haven't been voted in by the people. Don't deceive yourself into believing that they were voted in by what they call the blue. No such thing. Never happened. Massive voter fraud going on across the country. You've seen it time and time again where they've been exposed for their lies, trying to bolster their support, bolster their numbers, like they're a lot more than anybody else, like any other dictator-style government operates in. In other words, they want to belittle their opposition. The opposite is true. The opposite is true. But I do want to say this, friends. Remember, it's the said governors that said they can steal up, like, for example, in California, they can steal up to $950 worth of merchandise in somebody's business. Can somebody tell me where they have that authority, please? 281-845-4704. I thought it was the purpose of your said representatives to magnify the law and condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. I mean, after all, that's what they swore to do, right? Concerning their oath, Numbers, verse 32, also Deuteronomy 23, 23, Ecclesiastes 5, 4. Isn't that what they swore to do? I mean, as if to suggest that the people put them in there and gave them delegated authority to go ahead and tell thieves, namely those that are here by a treasonous act in coming our country and invading this country and then committing crimes against our businesses. The governors have told them, go ahead and steal what you want, up to $950. I'm not even kidding you. You see people stealing now. You know what the store owners will say? You can't do anything about it. You can't do anything about it. Hey, folks, I'll tell you this. Yes, you have every right in the world to do it. You have every right in the world to defend your shop. You have every right in the world to defend your business. You have every right in the world to defend your family. And notice your said representatives are stripping those God-given rights away. And remember, your rights are forfeited by you. Unless you're willing to fight for them, they are going to be taken away. 1 Timothy 6:12. But notice what they're doing. They're stripping your ability to defend yourself, even going so far as to now bring the illegals in and assail you and your businesses. If it's not the governors doing it during the pandemic, then they're using the illegals to do it, folks. You think I'm kidding? Absolutely not. These are called flash mobs. They're called flash mobs. They go into stores with a group of people and they just steal at will. And folks, I'm sorry to say, in every single video that I have gotten of people doing this, they have been committed by illegals. In every single video that I have highlighted, friends, they have been illegals committing the crimes. And I'm going to get to this because I want you to understand that according to 8 U.S. Code 1324, not only should the people in this country rise up lawfully and hold their said representatives accountable again for what now 10,134 times Bradley has said this, the provision found in the U.S. Constitution that you're to impeach them for the smallest of misdemeanors, and then it says treason, which is a high crime, which is also found in Article 3, Section 3, also 8 U.S. Code 1324, and on top of that, once they're impeached, they are to be prosecuted for treason, and get this, for the crimes of the illegals that they have allured into this country. Did you hear what I said? I'm only making reference to the law that condemns their crimes. Where are all those said Republicans? Where are all those said good guys to condemn that which what they call the left are advocating for through policy which is undermining the U.S. Constitution? I'll tell you what they're doing. Again, they're doing what the people in this country are allowing them to do. They're robbing your stores. Hey, folks, they're invading your country. They're working. By the way, I don't know if you've seen this just this last week, friends, but Pam Bondi, Mrs. Anti-Gunner herself from Florida, that's been now appointed to the attorney general position, she's getting into office and telling Fox News that she just can't believe the corruption and how much deeper it really is in Washington, D.C. than what they originally thought it was. Really? No, they're just giving you a stepping stone to work for from because what they want to do is they want to show you that your system of government doesn't work. They need to implement a new government. But how many times have I said this? If you're tired of man's 10,000 commandments, namely policy, then get back to God's 10. And guess what, friends? They're already there. We need reformation. We don't need a revolution. And pay attention to who's creating the revolution. Your said representatives. Folks, it's criminal at every level. If they're not standing against it, it means they're accomplices for it and they're guilty of the crime themselves. Here, let me go over and show you another store. This is a business, and here's another illegal. grabbing a cash register. Hey guys, grabbing a cash register. Did you notice that's all they could do is yell at him? Did you notice that they all kind of just walked behind him, but they all just kind of kept their hands off the criminal? And the criminal, already knowing that he's given a green light by the said representatives to rob these stores, this guy goes into a Best Buy and steals the registers. He's so emboldened to steal the registers. Hey, but Americans, all eyes on the illegals. All eyes on the illegal immigrants. You're being distracted from those that gave them the green light. You're being distracted from those that, again, treasonously brought them into your country. They're endangering the lives. Look at the crimes that have been committed by illegals against our people, against our dads, against our grandpas, against our police, against our military men, our family members, against our children. And the American people still sit back and let this happen. And let this happen. You know, it's interesting, and I hope you're getting mad, and I hope you got enough common sense to hold your anger towards yourself, and hopefully I'm giving you enough information to understand that you're the responsible party for what's taking place in this country, Americans. You can sit there and blame everybody and anybody else you want to. The fact of the matter is this is going on because the American people let it happen. Go to Articles, go to the U.S. Constitution, Article 8, Clause 15 and 16. What do you find? Are there supposed to be border agents? Nope, they're supposed to be Minutemen. Guess who the Minutemen are? You are. Are there supposed to be militia? Yep. Guess who the militia is? And are you are the militia? I don't care how the mainstream media, the few that are used to embellish themselves, to browbeat you into submission by polarizing you and by scaring you, and you're scared away because you're afraid they might call you names. Oh, we can't have that. While others fought, bled, and died fighting against the very ones that you're afraid of. Good for you, Americans. Shameful, shameful, shameful. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16 tells us that it's the people, the militia, that are supposed to repress. They are the ones that are supposed to take down what it is that we're seeing today, friends. It doesn't say anything about the police doing it alone. The sheriff should be deputizing the people, and when the illegals are rising up, friends, after we deal with corrupt politicians laying the axe to the root of the tree, then the people at large, the male men in this country, are to rise up and suppress insurrection and to repeal invasion. That's what it says in the Constitution. Isn't that the reason that you have the Second Amendment, friends, in part? Absolutely it is. Absolutely it is. But again, what are you being taught? Well, the governors can tell the illegals to come in here. They can then tell them to go ahead and steal whatever they want up to $950. And then who do they attack? The people that protect their own businesses. Are you really this ignorant, people? I mean, I can't make it up. You just can't make it up. You really can't.
Have you ever listened to someone speak and have felt completely captivated, basically unable to look away and hanging on every word? The kind of speaker whose passion, knowledge drives and stirs something deep within you, making your heart race and your mind question everything you thought you knew?
Embarrassing.
Well, if so, you're in for a wild ride. This show isn't for the faint of heart. It's actually for the bold, the thinkers, the patriots, and the truth seekers who care to face these uncomfortable realities. Welcome to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean. It's a show that will challenge you, awaken you, and make you see the whole world in a new way. Bradley is a force of nature, uncompromising, fearless. He's ready to rock the boat. It's time to tune in to find out why this program is shaking up the airwaves and sparking conversations everywhere. Don't miss out. Visit bbsradio.com/Sons of Liberty Radio. And discover why Bradley Dean is a true boat rocker.
Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive, half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
BBSradio.com.
A republic versus a democracy? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. E. Stanley Jones said, grace binds you with far stronger cords than the cords of duty or obligation can bind you. Grace is free, but once you once take it, you are bound forever to the giver and bound to catch the spirit of the giver. Grace makes you gracious. The giver makes you give. Well, I'm highlighting all of that which is taking place here. Hey, guys, you heard last week. As a matter of fact, I'll just show you how this is all being panned out. Well, you're being distracted between your favorite politician, not realizing they have the same jersey on, that they're two sides of the same coin. You do realize that you're being undermined, right? All these distractions are put in place to keep you distracted through smoke and mirrors, to the clowns in the circus of politics, while you're under attack, like you've never been under attack. And I know many people are starting to awaken to that, but the fact of the matter is, about the time most people wake up, friends, it's all going to be gone. I mean, it's insane. It truly is. Most people are trying to figure out, namely, boys that are supposed to be men, that are still watching cartoons every morning, acting like little kids who never grew up in their heads. They fail to take responsibility concerning what it is that they should be dealing with. You're leaving all of these folks. They created the problems. Then they come in. They undermine the Constitution. They bring in the answer. They're enslaving you. They're stealing from you. You say, well, Bradley, that sounds like an insurrectionist. Wait a second. The insurrectionist is the one that's breaking the law, not the one that's making reference to the law that condemns the crime. People, you're scary.
Some people are just scarily ignorant. No doubt, no discernment whatsoever. Let me prove my point. You remember all those people that followed Donald Trump to Washington, D.C. on January 6th? You remember all that, right? That was all staged from start to finish, right? How they were allured by Donald Trump. Then they were led over to the Senate. And then they were accused of the crimes that the FBI and the D.C. police were guilty of committing. Even on the confession of the corrupt politicians admitting it to be true. The American people let them jail over 1,000 men that had the intestinal fortitude to stand up against corruption. Now, I know that there's a lot of lawsuits coming down right now, but the fact of the matter is, folks, what was the message? When the real men stand up, the corrupt, the totalitarianists in these agencies are then called to go and sick them individuals like a bunch of dogs. And then the American people sit back and then they look at these unconstitutional agencies and then they look at the guys that did the illegal deed against their own people that are trying to preserve their own freedoms. And then they say, we're just doing our job. And then the American people sit back and say, I understand that he's got to take care of his family. Well, guess what, guys? You keep thinking like that, there's going to be no families left. Here, let me show you something right now. I know it always takes the American people, what, 20 years to wake up to the fact because they don't want to listen to the truth on the forefront, understanding the Word of God tells us prevention is better than cure. Read Psalm 19:11. Here, check this out really quick, friends, just as a little example as to what I'm talking about, because this is brand new information, which coincides with the information that we're given to you right now concerning the treasonous in the halls of government that allured the illegals that are assailing our police today.
5,000 FBI employees were assigned to January 6th.
5,000.
5,000. Is that not unfreaking believable? What we are just like what we found out in 2016 when Trump became president, what we're going to find out now in the crimes and the crookedness and the gangsterism is going to be off the chart.
He's exactly right. This is a political gang. And as I highlighted, these what they call the right and the left, they're on the same team. And they're playing off of each other. Why does it take the American people years to figure out what's going on? Do you guys all remember Mandela Bay? Remember the chief of police there? Remember all the ways they kept changing the narrative over and over and over again concerning the shooter and the shooting that took place? By the way, 8 people that I know of that were eyewitnesses that said there was a lot more than one shooter at Mandela Bay. They just mysteriously died, just like the JFK assassination, right? Isaiah 59:14 comes to my aid. The truth has fallen in the street. It's fell in the street because the people let it fall in the street. But let's go back to this chief of police. Isn't it interesting that same chief of police that was to cover up the Mandela Bay shooting, isn't it interesting how he was then transported to cover up as to what took place in Maui? Do you guys all remember this? You guys all remember this, right? Did you know that he's also being indicted in Diddy's lawsuit as a trafficker? Does this surprise anybody? Do you people not understand what you're allowing to breed as they mean to control and wield more control over your lives? These people need to receive the message from the American people that we are not going to tolerate your crime. Hey, a great question. 281-845-4704. Can somebody please answer this question for me? I think everybody has the answer, but please, I'm going to play stupid here. Who's oppressing you more than your said representative government? Can somebody call in and answer me, please? 281-845-4704. I want to go ahead and play this for you real quick. I'll just play in part. Here's another little expose of what the American people are tolerating in this country.
Chief of Police John Pelletier, who was just named as a co-conspirator in the Diddy case. Let's get into it. Now, according to the suit, this all starts to take place in Las Vegas, where, need I remind you, John Pelletier was the one in charge of the coordinated response after the mass casualty event at Mandalay Bay. According to the suit, the alleged victim claims that she was taken against her will by Pelletier from Las Vegas to California to Diddy to be abused. Now, the chief of police, John Pelletier, is vehemently denying all of this.
Of course. Do you really think he's really going to tell on himself? Folks, do you see what they're doing? Is they're shifting these people around after the crimes are committed. They're bringing the foxes to basically cover the crimes of those chickens in that coop. That's what they're doing. Now, I know I wasn't going to get anybody, for the most part, to call in and actually man up, but I do ask that if you're new and you're a man, I would love to hear from you. Because we need leaders out there. We don't need followers. We're not looking for groupies here. We're not looking for those that just sit there and listen to us. And then when they're done listening to us, they go and listen to somebody else. And then they go listen to that guy over here and they take that advice, so on and so forth. You know, it reminds me of people that jump from church to church. You know, they hated Moses' guts because he pointed his finger back at them. You know, they wanted to go ahead and lead the way right back to Egypt as they made a golden calf. Aaron. See, they want a bunch of errands. They don't want their liberties enough to fight for it, friends. You got to understand that. Those are followers. America doesn't need followers right now. We need leaders that are following the Christ, because that is the definition of what a real leader is. Well, most of you sit back and you say nothing, as usual. I want to say this. I want you to look at your brothers that are out there in uniform. Because I am pro good cop. I am for the law. Let it be written. Let it be said. I am for the law, period. Exclamation 100 times. I am for the law. I am not for anything that is foreign, anything that transgresses that law, even the smallest jot or tittle. And those that are willing to stand up and magnify it, I will stand there with them. I don't care who it is. And I've said it before. When our said representatives do the right thing, I'll be the first one to stand with them. But if they don't do the right thing and they do the wrong thing, I'll be the first one to stand against them. Can you imagine 345 million people doing that? You know what the 345 million people are doing? Are you ready to be ashamed yet? Here, let me help you. They're allowing less than 1.7% of the population to browbeat them through the use of the media. Why do you think they're trying to disarm you? Why do you think they're bringing in the illegals, friends? Why do you think they're making an appeal to illegals? Because they want someone that understands a foreign system of government, so that they can submit to them in your land as you're being dispossessed. And you better bet your bottom dollar that's exactly what the Word of God says. Here, let me show you something. Going back to Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16, it is for the American people to repeal invasion and to suppress insurrection. It's for the American people. I know, again, the media wants to get in there and browbeat the militia, but the real militia doesn't care what they say. They understand that they're a front for the enemy. That means to take them down. They understand that. They're not stupid, believe me. Right? But can you imagine these illegals having the audacity? And oh, by the way, on Saturday, I told you a friend of mine who's a sheriff had told me that these illegals that are coming into your country, he said to me, they are being coached. He said they're not afraid of consequence. Did you hear what I said? Who's giving those orders? Hey, I'll tell you what, it doesn't matter who's given those orders. It only matters who's taking those orders in their tyrannical order. They're an unconstitutional order, and it's null and void. So it's for the people to stand up and play the man and deal with what's going on here. How many of you watching the show right now, how many of you listening to the show right now could stand back and allow what I'm going to show you right now? This police officer gets out innocently. Gets out, was called, the illegals from Mexico, they're blocking the street because they were told to go block the street, by the way. They were told to block the street, just like my sheriff friend told me, right? They're being coached, they're being told what to do. They surround the cop. How many of you could have sat here and allowed that to happen? Where are all the American people to stand with this police officer? We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to come on the other side, and I'm going to play some audio for you, though I'm playing the video for you right now. Look at them. just innocently doing his job. I believe he realized what was going on here.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today.
BBSRadio.com.
The annual Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference is set for April 4 and 5 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Learn more and get your tickets today at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment, 281-845-4704. Anybody had enough of this yet? 20 years later. By the way, we're going to be in Brainerd, Minnesota, leading the way as an example, waking up the communities just like the Sons of Liberty did back in the 1700s through the Committee of Correspondence. We'll be there Friday the 21st at Jack's Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota. Starts at 6 p.m. Okay? The month after that, we're going to be in Florida doing the same thing. Hopefully, we're going to be doing the same thing in Washington. We're still waiting for people to get their stuff together over there. We're operating through three-month windows, friends. We're waking communities up to the severity, and we're also, as to how they're under attack, how they're being assailed by their own said representatives. And we're also highlighting the fact that your said representatives are, in fact, the ones endangering your lives. And folks, this is common sense to what we're talking about right now. And it is for everybody that claims to be a Christian to do the exact same thing, just like our forefathers, friends. Just like our forefathers. I want you to see this really quick because I got a couple more things I want to share with you before the end of the show. 281-845-4704. I'm going to go ahead and play this with audio this time. This is the police officer being surrounded by a bunch of illegals in Oregon. How many of you would have sat back and watched this? I'm just curious. I don't know why I was not getting sound there. There you go. He's just innocently getting out of his car. And all of a sudden, all the illegals that have been lured into America by your said representatives treasonously surrounded the police officer. I think he begins to realize what's happening. I think he started to understand the severity of what was going on. Look at the little punk behind him. Kind of taking shots at him verbally, I'm sure. How many of you would have just sat there and watched that? Now just contemplate all of the people that were driving by watching this stuff rather than getting out and helping him and aiding him if he needed the help. My goodness, folks. My goodness. I mean, that's bothersome. It very much is bothersome. In a big way. I just, honest to God, I'm like either here on this, in this earth too early, or I don't understand. I don't understand the spirit of people. One of my friends, and I said my friends, so understand how I'm giving this. My friend just said, you know, it's mostly not people in lower level positions. It's the mid and upper levels that are the issue. But I got a question for you, my friend. Who are those that are executing the orders? Those that are on the bottom. Now, just think about this. If those at the bottom said, we're not going to violate the Constitution because you said so, and we're going to take it up the flagpole and we're going to resist you, does that tyrant now have the authority to go ahead and execute illegal orders? No. Because there's nobody there to do it for them. Again, common sense comes into play. You look at the hierarchy of governments around Nebuchadnezzar. You look around the hierarchy of Herod. You look at through scripture how they controlled the people. They just paid handsome sums to their subordinates to oppress the people. That's all they did until the oppressed said no more. Until the oppressed said no more. Here, let me just show you one more. While all eyes are on the guilty concerning the immigrants, that is true. That is correct. But the fact of the matter is the American people are being distracted from the said presidents, the administrations, the agencies, and all the way from the top to the bottom to the states, to the governors and to the mayors that allured them in. Somehow or another aren't being held accountable. They're acting with impunity, friends. Well, if the Christians in this country, the 86%, don't walk in the fear of the Lord departing from iniquity, then they must never have repented to teach it to somebody else. Proverbs 16:6. And then use a little common sense and read Proverbs 21, verse 7 when you get a moment. Here's another scenario. I played this for people on Saturday. I want you to see it. This is a couple illegals. Here, I'll just let them go ahead and share the message with you. And understand this is the police chasing
migrants
the illegals.
In Illinois leading police on a dangerous high-speed chase. That is a cornfield. Mike Tobin's live in Chicago. What happened here, Mike? Hello.
Well, Bill, you know the Illinois governor and mayor of Chicago are opposed to immigration reform efforts from the Trump administration. But now you've got counties in Illinois who are stepping up to say they've got enough problems and don't want to be a sanctuary.
No such thing as a sanctuary city.
Two Hondurans in the U.S. illegally lead police on a high-speed chase through cornfields an hour and a half outside Chicago.
Pit. Subject is on foot, running northbound through the field. On foot, northbound through the field. Get your hands up. Get them up.
18-year-old Royben Barahuna, 23-year-old Christian Arazo Velasquez arrested.
Do they?
7 pounds of fentanyl found in the car.
Oh, three bricks. My goodness. Hey, folks, they brought 7 pounds of fentanyl. Did that kid on the right look like he was worried about a thing? Oh, did I tell you? The said tyrant, Governor Pritzker, you know, the one that used the illegals to put him on his police force to war against you, to weaponize them against the people of Illinois. Did you know that he actually gave him a pardon and let him out of jail? These said representatives are committing the act of treason against you, Americans. I know those down south think that would never happen here. Oh, yeah, you better wake up, folks. Had a call from Texas just the other day from a woman out of Texas that said that governor's he's corrupt. He's an evil, evil man. Of course he is. He's a part of the club that you're not a part of. Same thing within Florida. I know people have been sold that DeSantis is a godly, good man because he said so. But don't pay attention to what he's doing, friends, because that's the best way to believe him. That's the best way to believe him. Do you know that according to law, I just want to go over here and I want you to see it. First of all, they're committing the act of treason, okay? In general, it is an offense of attempting to overthrow the government of the state to which the offender owes allegiance or of betraying the state into the hands of a foreign power, okay? That's Article 3, Section 3. That's the definition, Webster's 1828. Again, put that up against Article 2, Section 1, also Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. And then when we go to 8 U.S. Code 1324, I just want to let you know that they are personally responsible for the crimes of the offenders, the illegals. Did you know that? They are personally responsible for the illegals that they lured in. Those that are guilty of committing crimes, they are personally, the said representatives, are personally responsible for the crime. And I also want you to understand the consequence of treason, folks, in some cases, is death. It's death. And yet, again, the mainstream media has everybody paying attention to the crimes of the illegals, which, again, good for them, though they're not making reference to the law. But I do want you to understand, folks, you better lay the axe to the root of the tree concerning those that brought him in illegally. And furthermore, there is no such thing as a sanctuary city. There's absolute, that is treason within itself. And that is ignorance for anybody to believe any of that nonsense. Now, I want to end the show with this. I had a friend from Tennessee this last week send me a piece of music over. And he said, this is my brother. And he said he had you in mind when he wrote it. Now, I just want to give you a heads up. It's super heavy, but I want you to listen to the lyrics. And I got to be honest with you, folks. I've listened to this probably 15 times. It was very well written, and the content of what he's writing in this song is exactly what we want people to get from the show. Listen to this.
They always get you. They call you a racist, a Nazi, or transphobic when you don't go along.
They want us divided. This is how they take control. Divided. This is how they take control. Listen to what he says. They want us divided. Black versus white. Red versus blue. Right versus left. Absolutely. Hey, guys, if anything, the younger generation writing songs to the lyrics of the show, I'm doing my job. And I praise God that somebody's listening and responding in such a fashion. Hey, folks, it's been said by Socrates, let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. What happens when the lyrics are lawful lyrics like what you just heard? Oh, my goodness. Fantastic job, guy from Tennessee. Love you guys by what we'll do and what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. 1 John 3:18. See ya.